A presidential election, late-night arrests, a secret slush fund, bugged rooms, and tape recordings that suggest an attempted cover-up. No, this is not Washington 1972, but Moscow 1996. Today, a Russian newspaper printed what it says is a transcript of a secretly recorded meeting whose participants included Anatoly Chubais, Boris Yeltsin's chief of staff. And according to the paper, Chubais discussed how to handle the case of two campaign workers who were arrested while taking $500,000 in cash out of a government building. In a statement today, Chubais categorically denied the conversation ever took place and said the recording is a fake. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The tape is hard to understand, even if you speak Russian, but the sound you're about to hear could shake up Russian politics. According to the newspaper Moskovskaya Komsomolets, this tape was secretly recorded by one of Russia's intelligence services in late June of this year. It was the period between the first and second rounds of the Russian presidential elections, and the famous but unpopular champion of economic reform, Anatoly Chubais, was in charge of Boris Yeltsin's re-election campaign. Perhaps his most bitter rival within the Yeltsin camp was Alexander Korzhakov, Yeltsin's longtime bodyguard, tennis partner, and drinking buddy. Korzhakov was already under fire for having too much influence over the president. Late on the evening of June 20th, two Yeltsin campaign workers were leaving the headquarters of the Russian government carrying a large case. They were stopped by guards who discovered the case contained $500,000. The guards, who answered to Korzhakov, detained the campaign aides who worked for Chubais. In the media circus that followed, Korzhakov implied that Chubais was mishandling campaign funds, while Chubais accused Korzhakov of staging a provocation. Korzhakov lost the battle. Shortly after this incident, Yeltsin fired his old friend. In the tape, as transcribed by Moskovsky Komsomolets, Chubais and two other presidential aides debate how to deal with the scandal. They discuss whether they can keep Korzhakov quiet by threatening to expose compromising materials on him. They discuss sending the two suitcase carriers abroad for a cooling-off period. And perhaps most important, they discuss whether Russia's prosecutor general can be made to slow down his investigation of the incident until after the decisive second round of the election. At one point in the transcript, Yeltsin aide Viktor Ilyushin calls the prosecutor general and asks him to keep the documents about the incident secret until after the election, or else Yeltsin's opponents could make use of them. The Russian Duma, filled with Chubais's enemies, seized the chance to criticize him today. The chamber's speaker said the Duma may launch an investigation. But in a statement to the Interfax news agency today, Chubais said, quote, "Such a conversation never took place and could not have taken place." He also said he's prepared for similar allegations in the near future to, in his words, discredit presidential power in Russia. Chubais and the other two men who allegedly appear on the tape all said it was a forgery and that they had never held such a meeting. The scandal has reignited the Kremlin infighting that had quieted down during Yeltsin's heart bypass surgery 10 days ago. The president himself has yet to be seen in public since the operation, although aides say he's recovering normally. His spokesman said on Tuesday that Yeltsin would address the nation this week, but announced today that the speech has been postponed. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.